the latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Apple is planning a podcast subscription service, claims a story in The Information. The site also wonders whether Apple will kill the free podcast. Bloomberg also reports on the story, saying that the product would be a subscription service, suggesting that Apple One subscription bundles could include some exclusive podcasts. We have analysis coming up. We noticed, too, that Apple has been testing both Apple Music and Apple Podcast apps for Microsoft platforms in a private beta, according to 9to5 Mac. You'd wonder whether Pocket Casts, currently for sale, might be a quick route for Apple to get onto Android as well. Spotify's podcast pivot may not be working, according to a client note from Citi Research. The note, which we've seen in full, says in part, "The only thing podcasting seems to have influenced is Spotify's valuation." They suggest that clients sell the stock. More than half of US adults under 50 are now listening to podcasts, according to new data from YouGov. However, while streamed video has increased in time spent watching, that's not reflected in podcast use. Last week, speakers from Stitcher, Othertone Media, iHeartMedia, Wondery, Cadence 13 and Macmillan took part in a session at CES and Digital Hollywood. We link to it today. It's free to watch and includes discussions on talent, internationalization and intellectual property. Michael Barbaro has apologised for attempting to silence detractors of Caliphate and blocking people who raise concerns about a Caliphate producer. He hasn't addressed other criticisms. The Daily has now been dropped by four public radio stations: KUT in Austin, Houston's KUHF, Marfa Public Radio, and Santa Monica's KCRW, who says concerns we raised were not fully addressed, such as transparency about potential conflicts of interest in its own coverage of these matters. Extremists are exploiting a loophole in social moderation by using podcasts, says the Associated Press in an article we link to today. And when Dan Le Batard left ESPN, he retained rights to the RSS feed. Yahoo reports this allows him to keep his audience. Clever man. Time for some tech stuff. Daniel J. Lewis has launched Podcast Industry Insights, a statistics and insights website for the podcast industry. It contains an API and insider data for subscribers. The Apple Podcast Statistics page reports 1.7 million current podcasts and 43 million episodes. The Podcast Index has also produced a stats API. If you're logged in as a developer, we've got a link for you today in our show notes and our newsletter. It says their index has 1.3 million podcasts and 45.9 million episodes. At some point recently, Google Podcasts has switched its URL structure for individual podcast episodes. If you care, we link to that in our show notes and our newsletter today. I wonder whether every app or service could support that basic link pattern to help us link to episodes. And we also noticed last week that Google Podcasts was, for a time, supporting individual episode images. That might have been a server-side test, because it's not doing that anymore. In podcast news, Libsyn released some data in the feed saying that 44.8% of its creators use Macs, with its publishing backend also being used by Windows 30%, iOS 20%, and Android just 3%. And Libsyn's attracted a big hitter too. The Joe Budden podcast with Rory and Mal were using SoundCloud since their breakup with Spotify, but now appear to be hosting with Libsyn. It's the number one podcast show in Apple Podcasts in the US. Now more on Apple's podcast subscription service. They've currently, of course, got an subscription plan. It's Apple One, and $14.95 a month gets you music and TV and a games product called Arcade and an increased storage capacity on iCloud. But a level playing field does not necessarily work too well with a premium subscription service like this. If it's similar to Audible or Spotify or other apps, then you'd need commissioners, and you'd need contracts, and you'd need lawyers. But subscription revenue could mean freedom from having to carry advertising, and freedom perhaps from what some see as privacy violations in ensuring those ads are correctly targeted. So what would happen if you could sell a podcast at a set price? Apple's already doing this, of course. You can spend $99 to become an Apple developer and then sell your apps on the App Store for as little as 99 cents. Apple takes 30%, they deal with local taxes and hosting, and you get to keep the rest. And that happens in 175 countries already. So why couldn't Apple do that sort of thing for podcasts as well? Subscribe to this season for $2.99. Well, why not? Further, the revenue that Apple could earn from that could make a business case for an Apple Podcasts app on Android and on Windows. And we've just learned today that Apple Podcasts is indeed being tested on Windows. Why would they be doing that if it wasn't planning to earn revenue from podcasting? So Apple could offer significant opportunities for independent podcasters. They could remove the burden of advertising and significantly threaten Spotify's business by offering a music and podcast product across all platforms. And is that to be welcomed? And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe for all the links at podnews.net.